It's Tuesday, 30th of July, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with a Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about games are Aaron,
Glub Glub,
Jackman,
Glub Glub,
and Guzgo,
Glug Glug,
and I, as always, am Ace. We're doing a streamcast. Watch the VOD on twitch.tv/gamegrin or youtube.com/gamegrin. Follow those for future streamcasts. I need to rewrite this whole bit. That's why I'm ad-libbing. That's why it doesn't sound good. There are multiple streams every week, so make sure to follow us or subscribe to us or whatever it is on twitch.tv/gamegrin.
Follow, right? And subscribe?
I don't have it on the screen at the moment. Like I said, I'm ad-libbing.
Also, give us a thumbs up on the YouTubes.
For this particular streamcast, we're playing One in a Krillion, a game that's on Steam and came out in June this year. None of us have ever played this particular game, so we don't know what we're in for. Will it be something new to love, or will we just play it for half an hour and forget about it?
I don't even know what it is.
It's a game.
Oh, okay, cool.
About shrimp, apparently.
It's about krill. It's in the name, it's krill. Come on. Get your head
One
in the game.
One in a Krillion.
No!
Without further ado, let's play One in a Krillion.
No, I had further ados.
Oh wait, shoot! I'm in the game.
I'm checking the levels.
Give the fish a whack with X. Oh, it's recommends playing with a controller.
Oh my god, it's like Dark Souls.
Yeah, we have to kill fish as a krill.
Solo mode. More damage, more speed.
Crustacean.
I am krilling it.
Ooh, do you hear it? Do you hear the krill sing? Sing the song of angry krill.
The krill needs help, okay? You swine is shred the fish with krill twister.
I like the krill twister.
Oh, so we can actually move on. We don't have to stay where we are. It didn't say you can now move on or anything.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Krillnado!
Oh, God, this is like a krill with a stand or something.
Basically. There's so many different attacks, like the thing hammer. Or the krennen.
Okay, so this is published by DigiPen Institute of Technology, which is a for-profit university with campuses in America, Singapore, and Spain. And if you check them out on Steam, there's quite an extensive catalogue of free games that have achievements. So if you are an achievement fan...
Well, all you fish lovers out there, a tuna fish is 99% mercury and 1% cosmic evil.
An archerfish puts all their points into dexterity. And else they blow bubbles.
And a shark is big. Wait, why is the shark not even bigger?
It should be even bigger.
Okay, I died.
I have gotten sauteed shrimpy style.
Get over here. Well, I am the most valuable krill. Turn off my krill inhibitors?
Oh, that's a Metal Gear Rising reference.
It was also a My Hero Academia reference when I used the ultimate attack thingy.
Oh, your krill is a krill that will pierce the heavens.
Fun.
This is to go even beyond. The shark, while they lack in intelligence, they make up for in cuteness.
I killed the shark before it could give me any information.
Why would you do that?
I was in turbo mode.
The maximum combo counter is K for krill.
Yes. Believe in the krill that believes in you. The shark sounds very intimidating.
Does. I also kind of love the sound effects. Yeah,
the students who've made these are clearly doing the Foley work.
Well, they did good work, and they should be proud. So, all these, like, student projects, then?
Yes, they are.
That's cool. All I did in school was make, like, a flash thing I'm not very proud of.
Oh, the shark killed me.
Well, this is a university.
I was in university.
Oh, then you've got no excuse.
Go even further beyond.
Oh no, the fish is confused. Did I do things? Swarm. Hammer.
Get slammed.
This is fun. Swordfish.
And also, Krill was the Krill Saint.
When it spins its oars, it's coming straight for you. Doesn't want to fight, but Emperor Shark told them to.
Not
shortage
Emperor
in
Shark.
Underwater sword supply led them to use plastic butter knives. Wow. That's really cute, honestly.
It is. Oh, I had a little chainsaw face. I feel bad. My crew's got a lot of crowns on them.
Why
there's suddenly
guess.
A lot of enemies. No!
Okay, there's a lot of swordfish and sharks and spitting fish.
You are an insect. I will crush you.
It's the Emperor Shark, a few bones Aquarius.
Are we so far already?
The god of the deep seas, unknown to man, filled with hate for the outside world. The wonderful king of all things swimming, powerful, likable, handsome, accomplished, thought leader, entrepreneur. I like Krill.
Sounds like a swell fish.
Ah!
I died.
Oh, frick, he's going over shark. Despair? Oh, okay, thank goodness.
Over shark.
Over shark.
I think my fish are confused. Bro, you okay? I really feel bad that I lost. I did 619 trillion damage.
I'm sorry, I need to focus. This is an intense game, okay?
It is. Also, I noticed that the sword Krill is using is like a cocktail stick sword, and I love it.
I thought it's a rapier.
Well, it is a rapier, but it's what they put in like cocktails in some places. Someone with Krill's stuck on the shark. Maybe. I'm not sure.
I beat the game in under 10 minutes.
Well, now you can't do it, so I tried.
I like that you can stun the final boss with the perfect dodge. Because most bosses, you know, annoyingly, that I've, you know, at least I really struggle to, you know, stun them with the stun abilities. So I like that this game allows you to stun the final boss.
Is your Emperor Shark's doing anything? Because mine aren't. Mine isn't, sorry.
Yeah, same. Mine is just kind of stumbling around.
My Emperor Shark kept, like, slamming down and sending out lasers.
Mine just gave up.
I think it's old and senile.
Over Krill! I like the credits. They're all singing. That's cute.
Yeah, my shark just fell over.
Oh yeah, that's what happens when you stun them.
Yeah, just stun lock it. It's easy.
Yeah.
There's no need to stun lock it if life has done it for you.
Fair.
Yeah.
The perfect dodge is stunning the enemy is a really cool idea, honestly.
It is. Also, I accidentally skipped the credits. I am a monster.
How dare you?
I get bored easily.
That's fair.
There we go. Now I have finished as well.
Nice.
Did you know there's a taunt button?
You just activate your super attack and then just keep, like, mortaring it.
The spin is a great attack.
Pushed my push to talk and it skipped the credits.
That's weird. When I went through the credits, I got the achievement for beating the game twice.
You must have.
Erin, did you play this beforehand?
I didn't. Look. I don't know if my Steam or I don't think my Steam overlay is showing.
No, it's but, not.
Okay, well, I have beat the game under 10 minutes. 31 out of 31% of players have that. Then I have beat the game once, 35. Then I have beat the game twice. I don't know why I have that. I've only played for 28 minutes.
Well, the game said you got an achievement that for beating it under 10 minutes, so you clearly beat it, had time to beat it twice.
The game wouldn't lie.
I've been on the front page, on the main menu for those other 20 minutes.
I'm not sure I believe you.
Oh, there's an achievement for using only the hammer in one encounter. Oh, you can also beat the game with max combo rank without going down in rank once? Frick.
Basically the same as not getting damaged, I suppose.
Yeah, that's another one. God of Worcestershire. And 6 hidden achievements.
Okay, I beat it.
Nice job.
Well done.
I beat it and I watch credits.
Short little game. Fun apart time.
Pressing D-pad down is taunt.
So I wanted to try to do the hammer only thing and it's really difficult.
That's why it's an achievement.
Sorry?
That's why it's an achievement.
True, true. Well, I mean, for a student project, I'm quite impressed.
Taunt 25 times. You can taunt? I've done it 5 times.
Just press down. Yeah.
So if you were, acknowledging the tutorials, you were taunting all the time.
Yes.
Ow. So it's trying to hit me, hit me. There we go.
Yeah, it's pretty good for what it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Free game with achievements.
Yes.
Takes you 10 minutes to beat it once.
I got MC Crammer.
One of the taunts is Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie. Do you think they included that because now they won't get sued?
I mean, it's a good decision.
I mean, it's just the words, literally, Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie. It's not even a picture of him.
Or they just watched... Maybe they just watched Darmok.
Oh, yes. It's a Darmok thing. Perfect.
Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie. Jackie Chan makes the face. Should we just explain what's Darmok?
No, we should actually explain Intermarion. So, Jean-Luc Picard and the captain of that one ship on that planet.
You lost me.
Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra in space.
You lost me. Oh no.
Hey, Buffy and Spike in,
ooh?
I don't know, season 2 or something.
Who?
I don't know. Let's try Iron Man and Nebula on Titan.
Who?
Okay. Let's see. Soup and Stew at Gamegrin.
Oh,
I'm terribly confused.
Shaka, when the walls fell.
But yeah, I think this is worth a look. You mentioned Ace that they had other titles as well. What kind of other stuff can one expect
from DigiPen Institute of Technology?
Yes.
Apparently, there are 113 games and 3 soundtracks.
Oh, frick, that's a lot of games.
Quite impressive.
Not all this year. It seems they release a couple every month.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Well, good for them. That's quite impressive.
Yes. But, I assume it might be, partly some part of, a class.
Probably.
Yeah, 100%. There's one called Grapplania, and it's a Metroidvania with a grappling hook.
I mean,
Is the grapple
on the tin?
Is the grapple hook the main character?
It's me.
The key art for one of them, it looks like it says Peggle Wash, but it's Poggle Wash, and it's not a Peggle-like game.
It's not? That sucks. It should be a Peggle-like.
I mean, wasn't that one thing round break or something?
Okay, I finished. I did the one encounter using only the hammer and didn't get an achievement.
You also have to use it at least 5 times. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Then I don't know what happened. I am sorry.
I kept screwing it up, so I gave up. I found Santa!
Oh, where was Santa?
I don't know.
I went on to one of the games, Beach Island Deluxe, and noticed it has a soundtrack available, and the soundtrack is also free.
Oh, nice!
Nice!
So, DigiPen Institute of Technology is a for-profit university, but they're not profiting from the games that the students get. At least as part of whatever project they are releasing these for. Which is cool.
Oh, it sounds like a good idea. I mean, if I had something like this in my CV, I'd be quite happy.
Yeah.
Like, people look at your CV and a game starts?
Yes. But instead of fish, it'd be me fighting problems and fixing them with magic.
Magic?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, that was a bit faster than I thought it'd be, but enjoyable.
Yeah, the graphics are certainly simplistic, but it's the style they're going for rather than a limitation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The enemies look distinct from one another.
Yes,
they do. Surprisingly, the game I'm remodeling most of is Another Crab's Treasure, which is also a aquatic themed Souls-like ish thing.
This isn't really Souls-like.
It's got the big things like, well, there's no stamina, but there's dodging and backstabs.
Perfect dodging. There's backstabs?
No.
Maybe?
Yeah, dodging attacks. That's a standout feature of Souls, like, you know, like Super Mario 64.
The hardest Souls, like.
Where you dodge attacks by getting out of the way of the attack.
That is how dodging usually works, but you'd be surprised. No, the problem is with Cap. Oh, sorry, go on.
I will say, I find the sort of like gun mine attack in the swarm mode a bit frightening to use, just because, like, even though it doesn't affect you, the, like, sort of reticle that shows where it's going to land is kind of the same color as the enemy's attacks, so I still feel like I have to run out of there, especially if I'm throwing down a lot.
So, interestingly, you can play it with keyboard and mouse, even though it doesn't show you the controls for it. Not sure how well it works, though. It's left click for attack, right click for nothing, R for switching forms, U for B, shift for sprint, which I haven't figured out yet. E is Y.
And of course, in menus, tough. The cursor is a little tiny shrimpy thing.
That is very cute. I do.
It's a
that.
Krill. It's in oven here. Actually. Oh, yes, right. I am that guy. I'm not sorry.
Emperor Shark seems smaller than before somehow, or maybe that's just me.
He grows.
And then he grows.
Oh, he grows, that's why.
He's a grower.
As opposed to what goes?
A shower.
Oh, and he goes into Overshock. That's right.
Okay, fun fact, don't mix up mouse and controller controls. The game doesn't like that. Did you use much of the swarm form?
Almost exclusively the swarm form.
Oh, I felt more comfortable with the solo form.
I definitely did too. I'm trying to go for swarm mode for the achievement right now. Ah, frick. Ah, dang, I got damaged. I got damaged earlier, I think, so it doesn't matter. Dingle dang.
You got flim flammed.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I closed the game.
Well, I think we're probably about done anyway.
I meant to go to the menu.
There's also apparently a rare overkrill theme you can get somehow.
Yeah. Yes, I saw that, but I guess it's just rare.
Probably random chance, yeah. Just like finding Father Christmas. Santa.
Oh, was that just like a rare thing to happen? Is it like some specific spot of the map?
I think it's just one of the shrimp you get when you do the... You complete stage to get the most valuable krill.
Oh, okay. And one of those is a Santa Claus.
Maybe. By the way, girls, I just noticed that you don't have Erin's stream active at the moment.
Weird.
Like, it says watch stream in the... Well, stream. Oh, no. Ow, ow, ow. The most valuable krill was Crunter.
I've just had a thought about how they might indirectly profit from these games being free.
Tell me.
By the faculty appearing in the credits.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, I was a producer on 500 video games.
I mean, kinda, yeah. I mean, the game has its little issues as well, of course. If you don't skip the beginning dialogue stuff, it'll hang around and be a bit in the way, but it's a student project. It's free. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Would be a nice way to instantly skip the stuff. The tutorial.
Yes, the stuff.
Word. Yes, the tutorial. That's the word.
Which enemy was your favorite?
Mine?
Anyone. Everyone. All of you.
Overshark.
Overshark was the best, yeah.
The swordfish?
I definitely found the swordfish very, very stressful.
So the stressful one is your favorite?
Really? Okay.
I asked and you answered.
No, I was just responding to someone else saying that the swordfish was their favorite. I would probably say that I found the archer fish like the most like interesting for placement. Like the swordfish and the shark both just mean I have to keep making sure I'm moving, but the swordfish makes sure that I need to be doing like moving smartly. Oh, I think I've gotten out of bounds.
But that's illegal.
I didn't mean to.
That's what they all say.
I didn't mean to.
That's what they all say.
I didn't mean to.
And now you know how to speedrun the game.
Yes.
I don't know how to get back into bounds. I don't know how to get back into bounds.
Excuses. I'm calling the krill police.
I don't know how to do. Oh, no. I also fell down a cliff.
You can't fall down cliffs in water.
Okay, but the krill stays down towards the bottom. Of the map.
Are you in bounds yet?
Nope.
Still calling the
police. I'm back in bounds. I'm back in bounds. And I made it to the Emperor Shark. I made it to the Emperor Shark.
Oh my!
How many stages did you just skip?
I skipped from the beginning to the end. I did the first level and then I did this level.
Sorry, Ghost?
My krill, I just did the over krill, and my crew just said, I am the bone of my krill.
I am. Oh, you're the bone of your krill. Oh, perfect.
I don't think krill have bones.
But fate reference.
Yeah, but they have an exo thing. An exoskeleton, which kind of, yeah, whatever.
Well, the bone of my sword isn't, like, literal anyway. Like, swords don't have bones.
steel is not literally my body, nor is flesh nor is fire literally my, I don't know, blood.
That's why you're not in an anime and he is.
But yeah, I think I had enough. I can't get the hammer achievement for some reason.
Yeah, I think I might... Oh,
no, apparently I did get it.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, what are we saying?
No, I'm just getting distracted doing saying stupid things and being bad at the game, so I think I'm probably done as well. Though.
Emperor Shark has decided to sit still.
Yeah, he does that. He goes for a little nappy nap.
I didn't get the achievement for beating the game once. Or or twice.
I was going to say, did you get it twice, but not once?
Magic.
Oh, I might as well read the podcast out.
Go ahead.
Glad everyone enjoyed this look into aquatic life. Apologies to anyone who doesn't like underwater. I didn't consider that when I was picking this game, but anyway.
But if you like Devil May Cry, then this is the game for you.
It's the Elden Ring of underwater
Dark Souls.
Of Krill. And also, if you do have the... My most valuable krill was the Krill Jackman. Sorry, that absolutely stopped me in my tracks. If you are afraid of whatever is down in the deep below, then just remember there is a krill there protecting you.
Specifically you.
Me?
I'm a bad krill.
Yes.
Don't trust me.
You, Gors.
And how bad is it for this episode? So thank you for joining me, Aaron, Gors, and Jackman.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us, and you're welcome.
Or should I say, Krace, Kririn, and Krors.
Thank you.
You can call me Krillin.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge, and of course, check out our writings on GameGrim.com. Until next time, game on.